Trill Carter, you are a Texas Longhorn. And yes, I'm just speaking it in existence.
You are Locked On Longhorns, your daily podcast on the Texas Longhorns. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Longhorns, the show. Jonathan Davis, your host. Today's episode of Locked On Longhorns is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. On today's episode of Locked On Longhorns, we are discussing the transfer portal heavy. We're starting with the Texas football team, where Trill Carter, the big D tackle from Minnesota, will be visiting the Longhorns this week. Can they close and get him in the burnt orange and white? Then we're talking about the Texas basketball team, where two guards have entered the transfer portal. Rowan Brumbaugh will be headed to Georgetown. But the big news is that the former five-star point guard out of Dallas Kimball, Arterio Morris, has entered the portal as well. What does this mean for Rodney Terry and the roster? Last but not least, the Texas baseball team had to play 5 games in 5 days due to inclement weather. They are 4 games down. 3-1 in those 4 games, including a win over Texas State last night. Can they get the sweep tonight in San Marcos? We discuss all of that and more on today's episode of Locked On Longhorns, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So let's start with the Texas football team. Let's start with Trill Carter. And I just have to say, that is a Hall of Fame name. That name deserves to be in the National Football League. I think in any other profession, that name probably sounds a little bit awkward. Like, can you imagine saying my accountant's name is Trill Carter? That's awkward. Could you imagine saying my pharmacist's name is Trill Carter? I can't, right? That name deserves to be in the National Football League, and hopefully the University of Texas can get him there. Trill Carter, 6'2", 300-pound D tackle out of Minnesota in the transfer portal. And when I saw that they were bringing him in for a visit, they're also in conversation with an edge rusher out of Florida State, I believe. I can't remember his name. I said, well, don't we have enough talent and depth on this defensive line to be really good next year? But I guess that was a trick question to myself, because I had to remember that you can never have enough depth on a football team, especially on the defensive line. And as Bo Davis has said, we don't have starters. We just want a really good rotation of really good players. And I think Trill Carter would fit into that perfectly. So let's discuss Trill Carter, the player. And I bought PFF Plus this morning. So guess what? Y'all are about to get a heavy dose of PFF. And I know some people hate PFF. Some people are in the middle on PFF. And then some people love it. But I will say they do a lot of really good stuff. I know they've put out some very questionable numbers over the last few years. But 95% of people in the business use PFF, and I would say 95% of what Pro Football Focus puts out is really good information. So Trill Carter at Minnesota last year played 545 snaps. That big boy was getting active. 435 of those were in the B gap. That's between the tackle and the guard. 519 out of his 545 snaps were either in the A gap or in the B gap. So he's your traditional two gap defensive tackle. And last year he had 12 tackles, 1 sack, and 11 quarterback hurry. So he was very productive for the Minnesota Golden Gophers last year. When you talk about his PFF grades and how they graded him throughout the season, overall, they gave him a 62.6 grade, which is above average. His run defense grade, which was a 66.7, that is good to great. That was really good for Minnesota last year. His tackle grade was a 37. That is not good at all. They credited him with 5 missed tackles last year on less than 20 tackle attempts. So that's not good at all, especially when you're 300-plus pounds and everybody you're tackling is probably smaller than you. But he wouldn't have made it this far in college football if he was not a good tackler, right? So I expect him to bounce back this year wherever he plays, hopefully at the 40 acres. And then his pressure grade last year was 57.4, which is right at about average with what you want from a defensive tackle. But some things I picked up on was in his 3 years playing significant snaps at Minnesota, his run defense grade improved every year. And I think that's going to be a really big, sign for this Texas football team. It's going to be really good for this Texas football team, I should say, because I think the biggest reason that our defense took a big step last year was we went from a horrible run defense in 2021 to a respectable run defense in the country last year and one of the best run defenses in the Big 12. Trill Carter is somebody that can come in and add to your run defense and be an asset for you. The pressure grade, was pretty consistent throughout his 3 years that he got consistent snaps, but he posted a 67.6 pressure grade in 2021 on less snaps than he played this year. And I think this is kind of the theme for any really big player on the defensive line. The less snaps you can put them in, the more fresh they are, the more productive they're going to be. And I think the more snaps he played, it's not that he was less productive, but I think, you know, when you're talking about somebody that's 300 plus pounds, the best package of them comes in smaller packages, right? And if you can bring him in as a rotation piece to DeAndre Sweat and Byron Murphy, I think you're going to get the best version of Trill Carter rather than what you would have gotten as a starter. But it all comes down to what he wants, right? He's considering Arkansas and Illinois, whom he's already visited, and he's considering Tennessee, who will get the last visit. I assume one of those three schools will offer him a starting spot. Texas is really offering him a chance to be a really good rotation player and a really good rotation behind DeAndre Sweat and Byron Murphy. And it makes so much sense as a depth move inside Texas said this because you're comfortable with your top two, right? Murphy and Sweat. But everything behind that is a question mark. Alfred Collins, although he's looked great in winter conditioning and spring practice and has all the talent in the world, you can't assume you're going to get that over the course of a full season because you haven't gotten it since 2020. Vernon Broughton, this is inside Texas's words, not mine, is not a great run defender, right? Trill Carter has proven to be a plus run defender at the college level. And then Aaron Bryant and Sidir Mitchell, they're really talented, but they're young. And I think anytime with young players, regardless of position, if you can bring them along slowly and allow them to just develop rather than throwing them into the fire and making big plays for this Texas football team, I think that's best case scenario for them long term. So I think bringing in Trill Carter would be a really good depth move behind DeAndre Sweat and Byron Murphy and gives you a proven commodity at the college level that can come in right away and stop the run game of opposing defenses and can get to the quarterback at times as well. Make it happen. Bring Trill Carter into the 40 acres. I love that move. A quick word from FanDuel, and then we're going to talk about the Texas basketball team. Arturo Morris and Rowan Brumbaugh have entered the transfer portal. What does that mean for Rodney Terry and this Texas basketball team moving forward? Grand slams, no hitters, and double plays are back. And there's no better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn, sign up, place your first bet, and get up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win. So don't miss your chance to get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Just go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn to sign up. FanDuel, the official partner of Major League Baseball. So we've talked ad nauseum about this kind of period for Rodney Terry and what's going on with the Texas basketball team. You know, he's in the process of finalizing his staff for next year, trying to figure out who on the team that has eligibility will be returning to Texas next year, and then trying to fill in the vacancies you have on this roster with the transfer portal. And you knew when the season ended that you were losing Marcus Carr, Serge Ibari-Rice, Timmy Allen, and Christian Bishop no matter what, because they had exhausted their eligibility. But then you had players in Dylan DeSue, Tyrese Hunter, Dylan Mitchell, Arturo Morris, and Rowan Brumbaugh, among others, right, that have already announced they're coming back, that could make the decision to go to the NBA, enter the transfer portal, or stay at Texas. And so far, we've seen three decisions made, right? Tyrese Hunter has entered the NBA draft, but he's maintaining his college eligibility. A lot of people feel like he'll be back at Texas. Rowan Brumbaugh entered the transfer portal. He will be headed to Georgetown. And I can see it now. I feel like he's going to go ball at Georgetown. And then my mentions are going to be filled with people saying Rodney Terry underutilized him. And then Arturo Morris, who did play a big role for this Texas basketball team last year, and a lot of people expected him to be a starter next year for Texas, has entered the transfer portal as well. And to me, this is a big loss. You know, even though Arturo Morris hasn't really proven that he can be a starter and, you know, above average starter and in college basketball, even though I think he will, he hasn't proven it yet. So you don't know what you necessarily had bringing back Arturo Morris next year in a bigger role. But I think this is a big loss because we saw the development that Arturo Morris showed over the course of the season, right? To where at the end of the season, he was a big player for this Texas basketball team. And there just wasn't much opportunity to go around being behind Marcus Carr, Tyrese Hunter, and Serge Ibari-Rice, right? And so Arturo Morris averaged 4 points a game last year in a reserve role. I think over the course of the season, even though it went up a little bit towards the end of the season, he only averaged 11 minutes a game. And, you know, this was shocking to me. You know, some people closer to the team and closer to the situation have said this was expected, but I knew nothing about this, right? I was fully expecting him to come in this year in a starting role with a year of experience under his belt and be really good for the Longhorns. And I'm sad to see that that's not going to happen because, like I said, even though he hasn't proven himself at the college level in terms of being a plus starter, I think that he's going to do that wherever he goes this year because he's a really good basketball player. And like I said, he showed so much development over the course of the season. So when you look at the first eight games under Chris Beard, he shot 21% from the three-point line and had 9 turnovers in 8 games. He just did not look comfortable in his first few games at the 40 Acres. And I think maybe a lot had to do with the situation he dealt with over the summer. He's in the transfer portal now. He's leaving Texas. I won't bring it up, but most of you know what I'm talking about, right? After Rodney Terry took over in the next 30 games, Arterio Morris shot 40% from three and had 14 turnovers in 30 games. So you can see the clear development and step he took as a true freshman for this Texas basketball team as the fourth guard in our rotation. And I'm only mentioning his three-point shots because I think out of 87, he shot 151 shot attempts last year. And out of those 151, 87 of them were three-point attempts. So pretty much 60, 65% of his shot attempts last year were from the three-point line. And like I said, after the first 8 games of the season, he shot 40% from three, including 2 huge threes in the Miami game that was a part of the reason why we went up 13 before we ultimately fell and lost in the Elite Eight. And I think on top of the offensive development we saw, he became a really promising defender for Rodney Terry and the Longhorns. I remember in the Big 12 tournament, you saw him play at the end of the TCU game. He was really good in terms of defending Mike Miles and Damian Ball on ball. You saw in the championship game where Tyrese Hunter and Arterio Morris did a really good defensive job on one of the best point guards in college basketball, DeJuan Harris. That's a national championship winning point guard that they really had uncomfortable for 40 minutes. So he was a really good defender for this Texas basketball team. And I think wherever he goes, they're getting a really explosive guard on offense and a really sound defender on defense. And I think, you know, maybe 2 of the biggest reasons he's leaving is I'm not sure of his relationship with Rodney Terry, right? I remember there was a game in the NCAA tournament. It was either Colgate or Penn State, might've been Xavier. Like I said, I'm getting old. I can't remember, but they were really hyped after the win. Everybody was in the locker room celebrating. The Texas basketball team, the Twitter page, they posted a video and you see everybody in there dancing and, you know, excited and jumping around, just so excited. And then they pan to Arterio Morris and you see him in the back pouting. I don't know if it was because of playing time or what, but I remember coming on the podcast and saying that's not a good sign, right? If this Texas team wants to make a deep run, they ended up getting to the Elite Eight, but I feel as though in that moment, Arterio Morris either knew he was entering the transfer portal or was heavily considering it. Another thing is, too, in terms of Rodney Terry, I feel like every player that played significant minutes on this Texas basketball team this year openly endorsed Rodney Terry. Now, a lot of that was because they were being asked about it in press conferences, but everybody that had a role on this basketball team last year openly endorsed Rodney Terry, but Arterio Morris. And if he did it, I never saw it, you know, so I apologize if I just didn't see it, but I saw everybody else. So I felt like if Arterio Morris did it, I would have saw it. And so I thought that was a big sign as well, that he was the only one that got minutes on this basketball team last year that never openly endorsed Rodney Terry. And now the biggest non-endorsement of Rodney Terry is that Arterio Morris is in the transfer portal. And I think, too, he probably just wants more responsibility, right? He's probably been the best player on every basketball team he's played on until he got to the University of Texas. He's been the point guard, so the ball has already been in his hands, and he's always been the primary probably playmaker, right? He decides when he's going to take shots and when everybody else is going to take shots. And we see these point guards now in the NBA, they do everything. Don't even let the big man rebound no more. They get all the rebounds too. So, you know, I think even if he was to come back to Texas next year, he would split ball handling duties with Tyrese Hunter if he comes back. And then AJ Johnson, 5-star point guard, you know, he's going to get his share of ball handling and playmaking duties as well. So I think that, you know, Arterio Morris probably wants to go to somewhere where the coach is going to put the ball in his hands and say, be our offense. And I think he is talented enough to do that. A lot of people have mentioned Ole Miss. I do think they have a really good collection of guards, so I'm not sure that he would be able to do that at Ole Miss. But of course, Chris Beard was one of the biggest people that recruited him to the University of Texas. I just know if he goes to Ole Miss, that'll make me sick to my stomach. But I'm wishing nothing but the best for Arterio Morris, really talented 5-star point guard. Hopefully he can put together a really good season and make it to the NBA after this next year. And let's talk about the transfer portal, because I know that's been all bad news in terms of Rodney Terry losing 2, I guess, semi-promising players on this Texas basketball team to the portal. We hadn't seen enough of Rowan Brumbaugh, but people I've talked to think that he can be a really good player in college. And like I said, Arturo Morris was really good as the fourth guard on this team for Texas last year. They are in the top five for the 6'11 center, Caden Shedrick from Virginia. That's a really good sign. They are in the top four for Quincy Olivari from Rice, who was in the transfer portal. He put 28 points on Texas in Ronnie Terry's first game as the interim head coach. That game went to overtime. So he's seen how loud the Moody Center can get. Hopefully he makes that his home next year. And then we know Ronnie Terry made an in-home visit with Reese Dixon Waters, the sixth man of the year in the Pac-12 last year. So although you've lost two players in the transfer portal, I think you're in really good standing with three players currently in the transfer portal, on top of bringing in two five-stars in Ron Holland and AJ Johnson. I think if you can get Tyrese Hunter and Dylan Dessou back at this point, and Dylan Mitchell, hopefully, I think you still have a really good outlook for your season next year. And then let's talk about the Texas baseball team really quickly, who was in the midst of playing five games in 5 days due to inclement weather. And they beat Texas State last night 5-2. I said before the five games started that they would go 4-1. They would win both games against Texas State, but they would go 2-1 against Kansas State. If they win against Texas State tonight and get the sweep, that will come into fruition. Now, I wish I wouldn't have been right. You know, I wish I would have said they went 5-0 and they went 5-0, right? I would have much rather have been wrong and said they went 4-1 and they went 5-0, but nonetheless, you can't complain about going 4-1 in 5 days in college baseball. That's really good. Like I said, they beat Texas State last night in front of a record crowd. They broke the attendance record. I went to Texas State for 2 years, got my master's there, and I never went to a baseball game. So I guess that makes sense why they can break the attendance record on a Monday night, right? That's kind of crazy. It was like 3,000 something. I can't remember the exact number. And when you talk about what actually happened in the game, Kobe Minchie got his first start, and he had 4 Ks and allowed 0 runs in 3 innings. I think he did allow 4 base runners, 3 hits, 1 walk, but none of that matters if none of them crossed the plate. 4 Ks, 0 runs in his first start. And the bullpen, y'all know I love the bullpen. I love bullpen. I love strikeouts. The bullpen gave you 6 innings and 7 Ks. The bullpen has been lights out, especially when we've gotten inconsistency from our starters in terms of either giving up runs or not being able to go 5-6 innings, which you would want from your starter. And so they gave you 6 innings and 7 Ks in terms of the bullpen. Did allow 2 runs on an RBI triple in the eighth when they were looking like they were getting close to a shutout. But nonetheless, you'll take wins anyway you can get them. And this was a great win over Texas State last night. And like I said, if they win against the Bobcats tonight, that will be a sweep. They will have gone 4-1 in this 5-game stretch where they had to play in 5 days because of the inclement weather. And they will look really good heading into a weekend series against the Baylor Bears. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Longhorns, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Trill Carter, you are a Texas Longhorn. Caden Shedrick, you are a Texas Longhorn. Quincy Oliveri, you are a Texas Longhorn. And Reese Dixon Waters, you are a Texas Longhorn. Hook 'em and peace.